Did you notice in this conversation that for the very first time, Jonathan called his meaningful change a political vision? That's quite a departure from where we started out when he refused to see it as political. He may not continue to do so, but it's interesting that he who spent much of his career in the world of government now does see this as political. You may remember how we defined political in one of our previous conversations. This amplify question serves to identify any beliefs that those who could help ignite his change may now hold. Instead, though, Jonathan used it to surface the three beliefs that together underpin his vision. It's a reminder that the three levels of illumify, illuminate, amplify, and unify are not always linear. Here we are, halfway through the amplify questions, and Jonathan is still illuminating his vision and gaining more and more clarity. And that's all good. Because unless it's very clear to him, he won't be able to express his vision clearly or vividly enough to others. In identifying the three essential parts of it, he also now sees that his vision is a sphere that you can step inside and feel. A lot surfaced in this conversation, how we walk through life looking through just one lens. And whatever we see through it, we believe is the truth. How do we share a home when we, through our different individual lenses, see different truths? Truth came up repeatedly in this conversation. The pursuit of it, the air of truth in that shared home, and that no matter how provocative our statements or how many others are saying them, when we utter something we know to be false, our voices just blend in with all the others. There's nothing distinct about us. So we won't be true to who we really are. We spoke too about the place of wonder in our lives and whether restoring it would elevate us. Or maybe it's about enlightening so we can lift ourselves up. The leader's journey continues. Stay tuned.